Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Scott Petrak is our buddy from the Chronicle-Telegram on BrownZone.com. Analysis, Shedeur Sanders should start next week. The man who is responsible for that headline joins us right now on the fan hotline. BrownZone.com from the Chronicle-Telegram. He is Scott Petrak. Hello, sir.
Scotty.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I think we're all in agreement. Shedeur should get another look against San Francisco, but I also think before everybody gets all hot and bothered about it, I was going to say hot in a biscuit. That's Menigan's expression.
It is.
I think everybody should remember this. Who is Kevin going to tell first? Dylan Gabriel or everybody else? Correct?
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. I don't think anybody should have been surprised by how Kevin handled it after the game yesterday. That's par for the course, and I really wouldn't have expected anything differently. But I just think it's a no-brainer. You got to stick with Shedeur. He just won the game. He played relatively well. You want to see what he does with the second straight week of practice. You know, you've seen Dylan Gabriel make six starts. I think you want to see more of Shedeur, so why not more now as opposed to pushing that down the road?
Agreed.
What did you like? What did you not like about Shedeur yesterday?
Well, you got to like the deep throw to Isaiah Bond. I mean, it was a big-time throw. You know, I think it was about 55 yards in the air. His feet were not on the ground. He's about to take a hit. Big-time throw. We haven't seen that from this offense this year. I liked that, you know, he only took one sack. And the issue with him where he drifts backward, and we saw that at Colorado. We saw it in the last preseason game. We saw it against the Ravens. I didn't see that much, you know, maybe once or twice. But then even then I felt like he stopped and then figured out a way to get the ball out of his hands. So I thought only taking one sack was good. The interception was a bad interception. You just didn't see that guy. But overall, he protected the ball. So those are the biggest things I thought. I thought the operation was pretty smooth. Like, he didn't seem overwhelmed or overmatched, and it was certainly a significant improvement from the half that he played against the Ravens.
Scott Petrak joining us. In fairness, I threw this out earlier. I don't think that clearly Shedeur and Dylan are in a competition. You know, Bailey Zappi's in a competition. They're trying to become a starting quarterback and get everything that comes along with that. I would love to think that Browns fans don't feel that this is a competition for the fans. Let's find one quarterback. Let's find two. Let's figure it out. I went back and watched some Dylan Gabriel tape this morning from when he was at Oregon. He had no problem throwing the deep ball. He had no problem throwing out of a pocket with guys in front of him and everything else. And I wonder, why didn't we see more of that from him? And then I thought, well, Tommy Rees called the plays for him for one half a game. Kevin did the rest. I would still like to see more of Dylan, not at the expense of Shedeur not starting this week. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think it's fair, Jeff. I think you're a little Pollyanna if you think that fans aren't going to root for one guy over another.
I mean, though, Scott, I think it's this. Can we just get – I'd love to have one quarterback. It'd be even better if we had two good young guys. And sure. Hopefully Dylan continues to develop a little bit, and hopefully Shedeur develops. And you have to choose eventually between the two guys. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're saying. It's interesting why Gabriel hadn't had the success that he did at Oregon and the Browns were expecting. Now, certainly the circumstances around him have not been ideal. The offensive line play has not been great. the receiver play has not been great, and that was an issue with Joe Flacco. I thought it was less of an issue with Shadur, and I don't know if that's because they were playing the Raiders, but I thought the line played, it might have played its best game yesterday. You know, and he gets the one deep catch from, you know, Bond, and then he gets a big play from Dylan Sampson that the other quarterbacks haven't gotten.
Yeah, that was sweet.
In the first however many games. So, but it's interesting because you just, I haven't seen that from Gabriel. The arm strength, the ability to stand in the pocket and make throw after throw on target, we just haven't seen it. And whether that's just because he's only made six starts in the league, whether that's because the guys around him aren't good enough, or it's because the jump from college to the NFL is too much for a guy with his skill set. I mean,
right, which it could be.
Yeah. But you don't know that after six games. So I completely agree with that. And I think if he hadn't gotten the concussion, then you can make a really good argument that he deserved more time, that six starts is not enough. But with the concussion and the fact that Shadur started, I just think that changes the calculations for this organization, at least at this moment.
I agree.
I do want to – I know we would spend a million hours talking about, sure, but I don't know how we can't talk about the defense yesterday. 10 sacks. Myles Garrett is on an epic run. Epic.
Stunning.
It's something else. It really is. You know, and you start watching – and, you know, guys go weeks without getting sacks. And I think Miles had 3 weeks early in the year where he didn't have three games in a row where he didn't have a sack, right? So this is not commonplace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
To be on the run he is. And every sack, you're like, oh, was that Miles? And then he finally gets one yesterday. And you're like, okay, he got one. And like, guys go a half without getting a sack, right? Max Crosby went all game without getting a sack yesterday, yeah. I think. So, and he's one of the best in the league. So for him to do it like he's done it, and yesterday was the first, you know, the Patriots game, they were losing, and he still had the five sacks, which is remarkable. Yesterday felt like one of the first times where he could really get after the quarterback because the Raiders couldn't run the ball and Geno was a sitting duck back there and that's what he lives for. And then he wind up against three. And there's another play where he got off the ball so fast and he wound up not getting a sack on it. And there's just plays like that every week. You're like, oh my God, he's just different than everybody else. And I know we've been talking about it for 9 years that he's been here, but he's really a transcendent player. And when you hear Mark Andrews a couple weeks ago talk about, he might be the best athlete in the history of the NFL to play defense. Okay. Mark Andrews, that is a legitimate thought. And the fact that we're watching this guy and watching him at his peak and on this just incredible heater is really remarkable. And, you know, the only thing missing is more wins. And then they were finally able to get him and get this team one of those yesterday.
All right. I'm going to throw a big picture question at you about Miles. He has to be traded last year. They paid him. He's here. Do you think he wants to be here moving forward?
That's a great question, Jeff. I do. I think at the least is he is comfortable with being here and comfortable with reality and comfortable with his decision to take the extension when he took the extension, right? He came to the point that, hey, or the realization that I'm not going to be able to get traded. They're not going to do it. They have all the leverage. So I think he got himself mentally in a place where he said, all right, this is where I am. And the background of that is he always wanted to be here. Like, I've talked to him so many times about wanting to bring Cleveland a championship. He just reached a frustration level at the end of last season that I think overtook him, and then I think he also got some bad advice. But I think his baseline is he wanted to be here, and he wanted to win championships. So I don't think it was a big begrudgingly, oh, I'm going to take the $160 million.
Yeah.
And if he really didn't want to be here, I don't think you would see him playing at the level and with the intensity and the effort that he is for a team that was 2-8 going into yesterday.
Stunningly good. He's really good.
Yeah, the other storyline, there were a couple of little storylines. Like, Jerry Jeudy, what was he thinking? And it kind of makes you wonder, I don't want to wonder about his future, but I'm going to, because a play like that is one that haunts you for the rest of the season, where he ends up getting stripped from behind. And I think everyone's still trying to figure out what happened on that play.
Yeah, we watched that this morning, and obviously, it's a terrible play. And Kevin Stefanski, who does not call out guys, said after the game, Jerry's too good a player to let that happen, mm-hmm. which shows you how, I think, egregious Stefanski thought it was. I just think he lost sight of the fact that somebody could come up behind him. And that's a terrible lapse or whatever it is, right? Terrible judgment. He sees three guys in front of him. I think he's trying to be cute and either, you know, give him a fake and run out of bounds or try to run through somebody or whatever. And just completely, you know, blacked out on the fact that somebody's going to be coming behind you, because this is the NFL and you can't do that. So I don't think it was on purpose. You know, I don't think it was some kind of statement about how, you know, he's been upset or whatever it is. I just think in the moment, he's like, oh, I got three guys in front of me. I'm going to do something kind of funny and or something, whatever. And it winds up costing him.
Did it ever. Does Tommy Rees get credit for Shadour doing okay? Does Kevin Stefanski, does anybody, do they need to give credit? And what did you think about the play calling?
I think
a lot of Wildcat with Quinshon. That was interesting.
Yeah, I think the whole staff deserves some credit. You know, Shadour obviously deserves some credit. And they got him ready in a week, and we talked so much about no first-team practice reps. Well, he looked pretty comfortable yesterday. And, obviously it wasn't great. He's 11 for 20, and, you know, 66 of them came on a swing pass behind the line of scrimmage. So it wasn't like he lit it up. But he looked comfortable. He was competent. They won the game. He made a couple big plays. That throw to Jeudy before the fumble was another good play by Shadour, throwing the ball down the field. So we saw examples of that, and I do think that's somewhere – I think that's a difference between Gabriel and Sanders. Is Sanders is just going to take those shots down the field, and they might come back to bite you at some point. And, you know, maybe he throws too many interceptions trying to do that. But given what we saw from this offense early in the season, I like that he's willing to take some shots down the field because this offense desperately needed it. But I think Tommy Rees called another solid game. And I don't think it's night and day from what Stefanski calls, but I think there has been an uptick since Rees has been doing it. In the Wildcat, I'm usually not a fan of that, but I think they've found really a good use of it near the goal line with Judkins, get an extra big body in there. And we've seen it be effective a couple of times now this season.
Scott, thank you, buddy. We appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Hey, thanks, fellas. You
thanks,
too.
Scotty.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.